If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 11 and 12. Give in proportion to what you have. Whatever you give is acceptable if you give it eagerly. And give according to what you have, not what you don't have. People often ask at what amount of money they should give to the Lord, and I think Paul's words are incredibly helpful. It is probable that the majority of people in the Corinthian church were poor, and his intentions wasn't to make their lives more difficult. At the same time, he knew it was very important that they should give in a disciplined and thoughtful way, so he encouraged them to give money in proportion to what they had. I was brought up in a family which practiced tithing. 1/10 of my father's income went into a small wooden box in the sideboard in our dining room. What impressed me as a child was that this box seemed to have more money in it than anywhere else in the house. It would often have a number of crisp banknotes, and it showed me from the beginning of my life how important it was to set aside money for God. I don't believe that giving a tenth of one's income to God is a law. Nevertheless, many people find that tithing is a good basis for their giving. There may be some occasion when it's not possible, and others when we can be considerably more generous. But it's very good to do what Paul says and give a definite proportion of your income to the Lord. We always need to keep in mind that everything we have is a gift from God. As King David prayed when the gifts for the temple were being brought together, all we are ever doing is returning to God what he first gave to us. So we have every reason to bring our gifts generously and eagerly to God. So let me ask you this question. What proportion of your income are you going to give to God? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for your incredible generosity to us. Help us to become increasingly generous in our lives. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.